Well, we are still studying this Jew problem, whatever you want to call it. That is, we have been answering the question, just who are the modern-day Jews? Well, we have already determined that the people in Palestine today are not Israelites. That's right, we have determined that God's chosen people are not Jews. And before leaving this subject, I'm going to look at the Jew issue from the perspective of Semite peoples and the Semitic language. You see, the Jews would have you believe that they're the only ones that are Semitic, and that's not true. So if you're anti-Semitic, then you'd be anti-Jew, perhaps, if they were Semitic, but you'd also be anti all the other Semitics, and I'll tell you who they are in just a few minutes. But interestingly enough, many people do not even have a good definition for the word Jew. The use of the words like Jew or Jewish is misleading, again, because there's so many definitions of these words, and I'm going to give you a few of them. In fact, I've accumulated some 12 different definitions of the word Jew. Now, just listen to this, would you? Number one, a person from the tribe of Judah. Now, of course, you'll remember there were 12 tribes, and one of those was Judah. So a person from the tribe of Judah is definition one. Definition number two, a person from the nation of Judah. Well, that's a little different, isn't it? That was the southern kingdom of Judah, the house of Judah. It consisted of the tribe of Judah, the tribe of Benjamin, and a whole bunch of Levites. Number three, a person from the nation of Judea. Well, that's J-U-D-A-E-A, and of course, that was the kingdom over there at the time of Christ. It was a geographical location, had nothing to do with race. Number four, a descendant of Abraham. That one's kind of self-explanatory. A descendant of Shem. A descendant of Shem, and they call those Semites. Number six, a descendant of Esau. Boy, we're really getting out to lunch now. Abraham, Shem, and Esau. Number seven, an Israelite. That's one of the 12 tribes. Number eight, a person born to Jewish parents. Now, I don't know how you can define that one if you can figure out what Jewish parents are, because we don't even know who the Jews are. And here's another one. Number nine, a Khazarian Jew. Number 10, a Spanish Jew. By the way, the Khazarian Jew is the Ashkenazi, and the Spanish Jew is the Sephardic Jew. 11, a person who practices Judaism, that is the religion, and that's probably closer to the truth. And number 12, a person living in Palestine. Now, how's that for a pile of definitions for you? So you can see why the word Jew is difficult to understand, because the meaning varies from person to person. So I guess it becomes a matter of semantics. However, we should be using terms such as our Israelite heritage or Israelite traditions, the house of Judah, the house of Israel, Jerusalem, Pharisees, scribes. Those are scriptural. I think we should try to avoid the word Jew and Jewish. But when it is used, we need to make sure that it's defined. And if somebody brings it up in a conversation, you better ask them what they mean before they proceed any further in their dialogue. But in order to understand just who the Jews of today are from another angle, we are going to take a look at the word Semite in respect to the peoples of the world today. Going to Zondervan's Pictorial Bible Dictionary, and it states the word Semite on page 768 the following. The term Semite is derived from Noah's son Shem and is used to identify a diverse group of ancient peoples whose languages are related, belonging to the Semite family of languages. Now, I want you to understand before I continue on this, I don't necessarily agree with all of these definitions in toto, but they are going to show us something here about the Jews, and that's what I'm interested in. Continuing with this quote from Zondervan's, it says, we can name some of the principal eruptions, and here they are, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Arameans, the Nabateans, and the Arabs. And then it goes on to say, the principal Semitic peoples of the ancient times were the Akkadians, the Arameans, the Canaanites, the Arabs, and the Ethiopians. Now, there is a wide diversity of people. Is it not true? So if you're anti-Semitic, you're anti-Canaanite, you're anti-Arab, you're anti-Ethiopian, not necessarily anti-Jew. But we see from these above definitions that the word Semite or the Semitic was derived from Shem. At least that's their position. But it should be noticed that the application of the word is not racial, nor is it directed toward the descendants of Shem specifically, but towards various people speaking a common language. Now, we have previously established that the Jews of today are basically a Turco-Finn-Mongolian tribal people from Khazaria, and as such, they are not one of the Semite peoples listed in this definition. We do not even see the word Jew in this list. Therefore, being against the Palestinian Jews of today or the Zionists of today does not make a person anti-Semitic. It might make you an anti-Khazarian. It might make you anti-Jew. But it does not make you anti-Semitic, because Jews just simply isn't in the list, is it? Now, let's look briefly then at the Semitic language. So now for my source material, I'm going to the World Book Encyclopedia. I'm going to look under the word Semite. And here it says of the word Semite, Semites are those who speak Semitic languages. In this sense, the ancient Hebrews, the Assyrians, the Phoenicians, the Carthaginians were Semites. The Arabs and some Ethiopians are modern Semitic-speaking peoples. Modern Semitic peoples... Then there's a different category now. Modern Semitic peoples. Modern Jews are often called Semites, but this name properly applies only to those who use the Hebrew language. The Jews were once a subtype of Mediterranean race, but they have mixed with other peoples until the name Jew has lost all racial meaning. Now, I want you to notice, and specifically here, that this definition does make a reference to the Hebrews as a people speaking the Semitic language, but it doesn't mention Jews as speaking that language. It makes the point that the Arabs and the Ethiopians are modern-day Semitic-speaking peoples, but again, it omits Jews. And then when it talks about modern Semitic peoples, then it does mention Jews and says that they're often called Semites, but it also goes on to say that this name properly applies only to those that use the Hebrew language. Only those that use the Hebrew language. And it concludes that the Jews have so intermixed with the other races, the name Jew has lost all racial connotation. The World Book states the Jews are a subtype race and a mixed people. It seems obvious, at least to me, that a mixed people would speak a mixed language. According to the same World Book Encyclopedia, the 20th century Palestinian Jews living in the land of Israeli, that's not Israel now, that's Israeli, speak a language we refer to as Yiddish. That's right, it's Yiddish, it's not Hebrew. Now, this is their definition out of the World Book of this Yiddish language. It grew from High German and has some words from the Hebrew, Polish, Russian, and English languages. So those people don't even speak Hebrew, so they wouldn't even apply to the definition that the World Book had about Semitic peoples. And besides that, the ancient Hebrew language is a dead language, as it has not been spoken for centuries. Since the Palestinian Jews do not speak Hebrew, they are not and never have been a Semite peoples by the language. Therefore, making critical remarks against the Zionist Jews, that is, cannot make a person anti-Semitic. But once again, in recapitulating my position, basically the people living in Palestine in this modern age are a mixed race of people. They're Turco-Finn-Mongolian tribal people from Khazaria. They have no racial identity other than what we have stated previously. And they practice many variations of what is called Judaism, which is nothing more than a new name for Phariseeism. If we chose to look at the deeds and the history of the Khazarian Zionist Jews and of Judaism for the last 2,000 years, we see that they have done nothing, that is absolutely nothing, to advance the gospel of the kingdom of God or the good news of salvation. The Jews in the gospel so hated Christ and Christianity that he taught that they planned his death and carried it out. Likewise, today's Jews vehemently denounce and deny Jesus Christ as Savior. And according to a letter I received many years ago from a Jew, they would again plot his death, as did the Pharisees in days gone by. To this day, the Jews look to the Talmud for their guidance and reject Christianity and the living word of the Holy Bible. Again, we need look no further for their good deeds and works for Christ in the world today. There simply are none. Christ was and is our role model. And he knew the Pharisaical Jews by their deeds and works, and we also know them by their deeds and works today. The result of all of this intermingling on the part of the Jews is today's Jewry. They live in Palestine and other parts of the world. And those who are of Jewry are not the true descendants of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. They are not God's chosen people, but they are those described in Jeremiah 24 and the money changers of the world. Well, now you know once again, my dearly beloved of Christ, why it is that when we speak out against Phariseeism, when we speak out against Judaism, when we speak out against political Zionism as practiced by these Khazarian Zionist Jews, we are treated like supporters of Hitler. But be strong, O beloved, for Christ plainly told us in John chapter 15, beginning with verse 18, says, "If the world order hateth you, ye know that it hateth me before it hateth you. If the Jews persecuted me, the Jews will also persecute you." And of course, I've added the word Jews in there for clarity. But go back and read it. That's what it means. Jews is what he's talking about.